We are up to page 48. We're at the end of Simen Kuf Mem Aleph. We're up to Kuf Mem Aleph Sif Ches, which is a very, very important din just to understand it. Number one, before we move into Kuf Mem Beis, which is an extremely important Simen for when one makes a mistake during Kriyas HaTorah. Says the Mechaber over here, Kuf Mem Aleph Sif Ches. Kol Tevashi Kriyu Ksiv. Anytime we have a Kriyu Ksiv in the Torah, that means it's written in the Torah one way, and we pronounce it in a different way, that's called a Kriyu Ksiv. Kol Tevashi Kriyu Ksiv Halacha L'Moshe Misinai Shtei Nichteves K'moshi B'Torah V'Nikras Ben Yinachar. It's not like there's a mistake in the Torah, Chas V'Shalom. It was supposed to be like that. It's supposed to be written one way and pronounced a different way. We darshan out different things by the way it's written, by the way it's read. It's written one way, we read it another way. And there was a Chutzpanyak Bal Korei decided that he doesn't have to listen to the Mesorah and he is going to read it the way it's written in the Torah, not the way it's supposed to be read. But he did it in front of a Rabbanim, Rav Yitzchak Abuhav, Rav Avram Volansi, Rav Shmuel Volansi Ben Ozam. V'hitrubo, they warned him to stop doing this. Sheikra Gfiya Mesorah V'loratza. He said he had to read it like the Mesorah that we have, like it's supposed to be read. And he did not want to. Vinidu, they put him into Nidui Boridu Miatev, and they took him down. He was no longer the Bal Korei after that. Okay, so that is obviously the Chomer of the Dover. You have to read it the way that it is supposed to be read, not the way that it is written in the Torah. Now, a big shaila comes up over here is, do we know that every single word of the Torah you have to read inside? The Bal Korei has to read every single word inside the Torah. Do you have that din over here by a Kriyu Ksiv? Because the way it's written is not the way you read it. Okay, it's a din in the new Marian Rabbi Nevin Salmish Debra. He has this din over here in Dibur Maskel. Asur, he says V'yesh Lodun. Hamioto Milo v'chiyachol lekara balpeh odafka mitoch haktav. You can read this word balpeh, or you have to read the word that it's way it's written in the Torah, but read it the way it's supposed to be read out loud. That's the din over here in the post game. Rabbi Nevin Sal brings down over I over here that just same thing we have. By Yud Kei Vav Vav Kei, it's written in the Torah, and when we pronounce Shem Hashem in a different way, and he says for sure you have to read it inside also, and that is also the Pesach by the Halacha Berurah, page Reish Yud Zayin. He says you have to look at the word in the Torah the way it's written, but read it the way it's supposed to be read, out loud, and you cannot do it Bal Peh, even though it's not like so, Lamaisa, the Bal Korei is probably looking at the word anyway, he's not like looking up all of a sudden for that word, but Lamaisa, it has to be read inside according to Rav Poskim. You can look in the Dian in Rav Nevin Sal's words. Let's move on into Kuf Mem Beis, which has a lot of dinim, which unfortunately people don't learn, and therefore you have a lot of Amaratzim trying to correct Bali Kriya, and that's like they get very excited about it, to correct the Bal Korei. That's like why they come to shul some people, and this is the halachas of, they're actually halachas of when you're supposed to correct, and when you are not supposed to correct, and it's a little bit of a balagan, it's a little bit difficult. Here we go. The tour brings down two different opinions, the Manning and the Rambam, of when you, or do you, correct a Bal Korei. Very interesting, the Manig holds. The Manig holds that you are not machzir a Bal Korei. If he makes a mistake, you don't make him go back. Okay, it can't be something that's gonna be out of the ballpark, changes the way the Torah is written and stuff like that. But for most mistakes, the Manig holds, you do not return a Bal Korei whatsoever. Because why? You know what? It's embarrassing for the Bal Korei. He's gonna be embarrassed in public. Okay, just last week's parsha, we have Noach leave a Bekiv Shana Eish. Better to go into a pit full of fire than to be embarrassed someone in public, we learned from last week's parsha. The Manning holds, and therefore, you're not supposed to correct a Bal Korei whatsoever. Okay? The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam holds, you make a mistake, you have to return. Okay? You have to make him go back. Mashma from the Rambam, any mistake, even if it's not Mishtana the Indian, even if it does not change the meaning of the word, you make a mistake the way it's supposed to be written, you have to go ahead and make the Bal Korei go back. Now, we're going to read through Aleph and Beis over in the Mechaber. We're going to skip the Ramah. I'll come back to the Ramah in a second. Just to get down the Shita of the Mechaber, he says, Karavita, afilu bidiktukot achas, if someone reads and he makes a mistake, even bidiktukot ainu with one word, one letter, okay? Machzir noto, you make him go back, he has to go back. Over here, the Ramah just points out to the first four words of the Ramah, V'cheinu adin achazin akorei, don't think that the din is different nowadays, where the person making the bracha is not the same thing, same person who's the Bal Korei. Even when we have a Bal Korei and he's not making the brachas, it's not a din in the brachas, that it's like a bracha levatal if he says the words wrong. It's a din, you have to have a kriya in the tzibur, and you have to have a correct kriya for the tzibur. And therefore, even if it's a bal korei, not the one making the brachas, the same din applies over here, and you have to make him go back. So we see over here the mechaber paskins, like the Rambam, the Beferish over here, that you correct all mistakes. However, that's lichatchila. Because then in Sif Beis he says, v'yishuv she'ein shaminyan. Okay, v'yishuv she'ein shaminyan yodea she'yodea likros batar behilchos abitiktuk v'tam. Sorry, she'yesh shaminyan. You have a yishuv that has a minyan, but you don't have a correct bal korei. You don't have a bal korei who knows how to read the words correctly. You can imagine, probably in certain communities or something like this, that you don't have someone who really knows how to be a bal korei. So what do you do? According to what we just said, the Rambam, how can you read? He's going to make a mistake all the time. You're not going to have a correct kriyas Torah. Says the mechaber, afilu hachi yikru b'torah b'bracha kil chasa. He is sumach on the manhig b'diyevid. In a case where you don't have a bal korei to read correctly, you can still read from the Torah, even if he's going to make mistakes. Okay, and the Ramad just adds in maftarim b'navi, you do the haftar in the navi, v'ayim b'samach reish simen kuf mem dal. Now, the Mishnah Berurah over here, just to point out, within the Shita of the Mechaber over here, in terms of this Bidyevit situation where you don't have a Bal Korei, the Mishnah Berurah brings down 2 days. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sikatan Zayin, Yikru B'Torah Bracha, he says, believe Nigun Atamin, he's just gonna read the words. He doesn't know the Trump, okay? He's not gonna do a Nigun, he's not gonna do the Tamim, he doesn't know the Trump, so therefore, he's just gonna read through the words. That's what's gonna happen. Umashma Mikamach Ronim Da Filu Imein Shamishi Odea Klaut. It's master from some achronim that someone who really, he's a terrible bal korei, he doesn't even know the words well. Still, and for sure he's going to make some mistakes. And it's going to change the meaning. You could still have the kriyas Torah, and you could still make a bracha kedosh l'tispatu l'kri l'gamri, because if not, you're going to mevatel the kriyas Torah l'gamri from the tzibur. Better to have a kriyas Torah over here that is not perfect, that's not even close to perfect, and still read from the Torah. However, then the Mishnah Berurah says, v'aprichadosh cholek b'zeh v'kot. The Prichadosh disagrees over here. The Kevin Shiitu b'tauyu shemishtana inyan. Since he's going to make mistakes in things that are going to change the words of the Torah, to read it, Kriyas the Torah, with that things are going to be mistakes that are going to change the meaning of the Torah. K'moshe melokom chelev kori chalav. Instead of chelev, fats, he reads chalav, he reads milk. Okay, so that's good. That's a pretty big mistake. Okay, omezecher lezachar, or like zecher amalek, he reads zachar amalek, like the famous mistake that's brought down. As mentioned in the Gemara, vein sham yodea sheyuchel aser akorim itahuso, and there's not people in the audience who know how to correct him. Pshita shei mevarchim b'torah mei from aftir menavi, it's poshin, you can't make brachas on the Torah, and you should not, you can't make brachas on the Torah, you can't make brachas on the Navi either. In this case, you should read without a bracha. Number one, because it might be bracha levatala. And number two, to signify that this is not a real kriya. Who are we joking over here if he doesn't know how to read it with the words? However, then in Sif Parin Ches, he does point out, which is more likely, if you have someone in the tzibur, or at least if you look into a chumash, he would know the trop and he would know how to read the words correctly. Yikra zemi tocha chumash, you'll have this guy stand next to the bal korei. He'll read the words from the chumash correctly. Leif nea eisha korei b'sefer Torah. Laras aderach b'nekudas v'tami korei, and he'll show the right words and how to put the vowels in the right place and how to put the time in the right place. That korei mitocha chumash lo yikra b'kol ram. Rakadeshi nishma la korei mitocha sefer Torah. Okay? And then the bal korei will say it in front of the sefer Torah. We learned this halacha earlier on, that this is a good kriyas Torah. If you have someone whispering the words and the bal korei saying it out loud, that would be good b'diavad. So in this case, at least find someone who knows how to read the chumash, and he can read the words to bal korei. Yes, kriyas Torah will take a lot longer. Okay, you're going to have to shorten the rabbi's speech in order to get to your kiddush on time, but you'll at least have a good kriyas Torah over here, and you can go ahead and make brachas. Okay, so that's the lichatchila and this very b'diavad situation over here in Sif Beis. Once again, shitas mechaber is like the Rambam lichatchila. You have a regular Beit Knesset with a regular bal korei. You should correct them basically on all mistakes, even if it's not going to mishtana inyan. However, the Ramah has a pshara. Okay, he has a middle ground over here between the Manig and the Rambam, and he says the following. Vidafka, says the Ramah. And over here, the Pashut over here, he's trying to explain the Shita of the Mechaber, because the Beis Yosef does bring down the Shita, but it's not so Pashut that the Mechaber agrees with this. But the Ramah says like this, Vidafka b'shinei shemishtana al-yidei zehainin. Only by mistakes that are going to mishtana al-zehainin, that things are, that is going to change it legamri. Avalim tona ta minikinas hatam. But if he makes a mistake in the trap, open nikud, or even in the vowels, but it doesn't change the meaning over here, ein machzir noto, you should not correct the Baal Korei. He does not have to go back. You're still going to make him feel bad. You're still going to let him know that he's not such a great Baal Korei, and he shouldn't continue doing this. Not in public. We're not telling you to get up at the Bima and announcing about the rabbi of the show. So let him know. You know, you got to prepare better next time in order that you read it correctly. We don't just stomp, do through Kriyas Torah, even though it's not Mishana Inyan. But if he's constantly making mistakes in the trap, he's constantly making mistakes calling words that are basically the same meaning. Okay, it's not Mishana Inyan. We're not happy about it, but we are not going to machzer him once again. It's going to be embarrassing. Oh, it's just pointing to this point. Kal v'chomer, when you're dealing with a little bar mitzvah boy who gets up there, it could be, I don't know, life-changing if this kid's going to get traumatized for life. He'll never go up to the beam again if you have the whole shul screaming out in public. Okay? So number one is, in general, I think there should, takana should be, that there should be two people in shul correcting the Baal Korei. There should be a gabbai, and there should be the rav of the shul. Outside of that, let the other people jump. Okay, if the rabbi of the shul doesn't think that this is a problem, he's trying to Indian, okay, go up to the rabbi in between Aliyahs if you want to say maybe he made a mistake, and then you can decide whether to go back or not. But to have the whole shul screaming, number one, they don't know these halach. Number two is, it's mebalbel the Baal Korei. A lot of times they're screaming and the Baal Korei goes on and people miss Kriyas Torah because of this. And many times just the people in the audience make a mistake. And a lot of times, okay, the Baal Korei might have swallowed the word a little bit, but he pronounced the word, the Gavi heard him, other people heard him correctly, and the people just didn't hear him correctly, and therefore, you have to be very careful before to meet the peik, okay? Unless you've been appointed by the rabbi that you should be correcting, probably better not to correct. You should know. It could be this is the reason why in certain congregations, this is the minhag definitely by Moreno Rabin or Nevinsel's house, is to follow the Gra. The Gra writes over here, it's quoted over here in the Bir Alocha. Dibur Masl Ein Machzinoto. This is a Bir Agra Mefakfek Afilu Makam Sheina Ein Mishtana. Even when it's not going to Mishtana, it is still going to, you're still going to go ahead and Machzer the Baal Korei. Okay, the example that the Mishnah brings down, it says in Kigon Mitzrayim Mitzriim. Okay, v'chadom. Okay, so even like that, says the Mishnah Berurah, the Berurah of the Gra over here, that you have to make him go back. V'chainim ta' beinim levi'im nami daito lemachzirin. Okay, even if he's going to make us between im and vi'im. Okay, it means the same thing. Nevertheless, you added a letter, you took away a letter, you have to go back. Okay, fine. Seder, that's the psak of the Gra, which goes with the pashtus of the Mechaber, that anything you're going to go back for. Now, let's get into some of these Mishnah Berurahs over here to talk out on things. One thing before, just there's a very beautiful Ha'ara. There's many Ha'aras we'll soon see that have been added in the new Ma'adura. There's one Ha'ara that was taken out, and I'm not sure why, because it's a very beautiful Inyan over here. Says Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsel over here in the first Ma'adura. He says, Admar Zel Hekel B'Shiyat Tzibur Shekor Aleph and Ayin, and in terms of Shiyat Tzibur, if you don't make a difference between Aleph and Ayin, by the way, there's a difference between Aleph and Ayin is more guttural sound, Aleph is more Pashit, okay? Generally, over here, we saw it early on in Hilchos Pesuk Dezimra also, that nowadays we do not make a chaz and be mapped on Alephs and Ayins, but Bali Kriya is generally more important. But however, generally we're not so makpan on it. B'chein b'bal korei, shein ha'mavchein b'im l'el milara. Okay, if he pronounces the word, there's an emphasis. Either the emphasis is by the beginning of the word, or the end of the word. It also is a difference in how to pronounce the words. Most Americans do not pay any attention to these things, but there is halachas regarding this. This also, Rosh Shlomo Zalman was not makpan on milara l'el. It all depends where the trump is, the beginning of the word, or the end of the word, how to pronounce the word. Okay, however, das admar zal. Shekol ha'avaros nechonus legabi kriyas in turn. In terms of ha'avaros, Svar, Ashkenaz, Chassidim, everyone has different ways of pronouncing words, different ha'avarot, they're all kosher for kriyas Torah. Therefore, if you're in a different tzibur, you're yotzei kriyas Torah, even though you didn't hear it in your ha'avara. Comes Moreno Rabbeinu Nevinsel and explains this so beautifully. He says, V'nir leni as daiti, shi'itakin shigam matan Torah, lo haya ba'avara achido. It's mistaver to say, when Klal Yisrael heard a Kaddish Baruch, the first two Aseres Adibros, they all heard it in the own way that they would pronounce words, says Moreno Rabbeinu Nevinsel. Diyitakein, shemisha avid bepitom, di birbit surashonam, elashav the Ram says, the people grew up near Pisom and they worked over there. They were just like, there's a difference between how New Yorkers talk, Chicagoans talk, okay? Depending where you are, British talk, okay? Everyone that talks has a different way of talking a little bit, and it's mistavris in heaven, so that everyone heard Aseres HaDibros in their own way of how they spoke. That's how Rav Zalman explains. I give a little gatamt over here, what Rav Zalman's saying. They're all kosher. Okay? They're all kosher. And therefore, even if you lived in Pitom, you heard about Kori from Ramses, they're going to be Yotzei, Yedei Kriyas HaTorah, so too. Over here, we have different halvaras, different ways of pronouncing things. You are going to be Yotzei, the Kriyas HaTorah. The most extreme maybe is a Sephardi minion versus an Ashkenaz minion. Okay? fine. Now, I know it's a little bit late, but let's see a couple of important Mishnah Berurah over here, and a couple of important Ramorina Rabbeinu Rav Nemetzos. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Machzirnoto, Shikra'enu Bidiktuk, V'ayinu, Bein Kishu Omeh, and Sikon and Beis, Bein Kishu Omeh, and Adayim, and Pasuk Zeh, U'Bein Kishu Kfar Gomer Parsha. It doesn't matter whether he's still in the same Pasuk, or he already finished the Parsha. If he made a mistake that you make him go back for, you have to go back. V'afilu Berach L'acharenami, even if he made a bracha afterwards. Ha'ola acharav chozer la'oto pasuk. If he makes a mistake, over here we're talking about, it would only be if it's mishtan of the Indian. If it didn't mishtan of the Indian, we wouldn't make him go back all the way to a different, to earlier. But if it's mishtan of the Indian, we're gonna have to make him go back all the way to the beginning of the Kriya again, go back to that pasuk, v'kari v'menu la'ala natsova parasha, v'och shlosh pasuk of your parasha shacharah. Okay? He's gonna have to read that parasha. If you're the end of the aliyah, they're gonna make him go back to that pasuk. Go to them that parsha and at least read three new psukim that we have not read yet. That's what's going to be the halacha if they really realize later on. Seif katan daled. Okay, if he makes a mistake over here, it's not mishtan inin versus it is mishtan inin. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vuadin. Im chiser o hosif eza os b'makom she'ena inin mishtan alidezeh. If he's missing a letter or he adds a letter in a place that it does not change the meaning. Kigon shekara la Aaron Haron. Okay, he calls Aaron Haron. V'patach v'lo v'alef, oh, l'mitzrayim mitzrayim v'chadoma. He says that's not going to be mishtana inyan, and it's going to be good. Says Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevetzal and the Maduma Adura over here, that that's not so posh. He doesn't know that that's so posh to say that's not mishtana inyan. In Dibur Maskel, l'aharon, he says, l'chora shinu yishem adamu shinu inyan. You change a person's name, okay, it might sound similar, but that's not his name. He says, Charei, imeshana b'otios Hashem, you change Shem Hashem, you pronounce it a little bit different. Even though we're talking about Shem Hashem, that's mishtana Shem Hashem. So too, that's mahosav Hashem Hashem, it could be changed. So too, the mahosav a person's name can be changed. And therefore, Morin Rabbeinu Rav Nevetzal seems to take offense with what the Mishnah Berurah writes over here. And he says, Unkein u'laitzar y'lachzor, Himaratzi would have to go back, even according to the Mishnah Berurah's psak, like the Ramah, that it's only mishtana inyan, you have to go back. Maybe that's considered like it is mishtana inyan. Then he says the following. The reason why the Roma used the vowels and the trup as an example, because those are generally not going to mishtana the inyan. However, then the Mishnah Berurah writes the Farish. Ubeniku nami. If just by changing the vowels in Erisha in Nishtano Yidiza, if the word is going to change because of this, Gigon, it's supposed to be Yase Bipatach, Kara Yase Bitsere, Ola Hefech, it means two different things. Oh, like we saw before, Bechalev, Bechatav, Kara Bechalev, Bitsere, okay? All these things, oh Yoshev, Yoshev, Bechol Kiyotze Bizhayen Mishtano Bivadai, Machziroto Gama Nikud, and even by Nikud, you are going to have to go back. But even more than this, says the Mishnah Berurah. But save for Shulchanai, this is where you really need a buck. You need Rav Nevetzal there to be able to mevchin. But save for maybe like a Rabbi Yoshua also, someone who knows grammar very well. But save for Shulchanai, I'll say Shittim Hosivot. Do a din b'neginas hatami. Even sometimes by the trup, k'she'inim mishtana al yedezeh, the inin k'mishtana, the trup was created to put punctuation in the correct places. Okay, some trups are a hemshech, and some trups make you stop. And if you change it, it could change the inyan of the pasuk. So the Shulchan Aruch says over here, it could change the inyan. One example of this, I just want to bring you down. We have it in the Kriya of Tanis Tzibur here in the yeshiva once when Nevetzal was here, and he made the Baal Kori go back three times on the same thing, because the Baal Kori just kept on repeating the same thing. And that is, okay, in Tanis Tzibur we say over here, Vayir Hashem Ba'anan Vayitzaseg Mosham Vayikra B'Shem Hashem. It's supposed to be Vayikra B'Shem Hashem. Not Vayikra b'shem Hashem. That is incorrect, and it changes the meaning of the pasuk. The Baal Kori Ketan say, v'yisei Mosham v'yikra b'shem Hashem. Okay, that is incorrect. It's supposed to be v'yikra b'shem Hashem. That's how the pasuk is supposed to be. It's all dependent on how where to place the emphasis of the trump. And Rav Nevin Zalman didn't go back, just like the Mishnah Berurah says over here, because it changes the shinui over here of what the pasuk actually means. Okay, so that is a couple of very, very important halachas over here. In terms of when to join, so probably you're at the point where you'd say, I have no idea what to do, because I don't really know what is going on in terms of what's going to be shtana dinyan, ma'ani shtana dinyan. You hope at least the Rav of the Shul, or the Gabbai knows the halachas over here, of when to make the Baal Kori go back and when to not. If he does too much, it could be a bush of the Baal Kori. If he does it too little, he could be not Yotzi the Kriyas HaTorah, it could be Bracha Levatov, perhaps, okay? And therefore, hopefully, one will know the halachas over here. Ad kan for today.